That's right. So I'm jumping to see our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date. Today being the 8th of September. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 617, the Battle of Hoi Yi was fought in China between the forces of the rebel Duke of Tang, Li Huan, and the army of the ruling Sui dynasty. Now, the two sides were roughly equal, but the battle was a massive rout and decisive victory for Li Huan, opening his path to the capture of the imperial capital Chang'an and the eventual establishment of the Tang dynasty, which lasted almost 300 years and is a generally regarded high point in Chinese civilization. Michelangelo's David sculpture was unveiled in the Piazza della Signoria in Florence on this day in 1504. Been there? It's an absolutely lovely spot, the little piazza there. In the Battle of Orsha on this day in 1514, the Poland-Lithuanian army consisting of under 30,000 men reportedly defeated a force of 80,000 Muscovite soldiers, capturing their camp and commander, part of the long-running Muscovite-Lithuanian War. September 8th in 1522, Spanish navigator Juan de Elcano returned to Spain, completing the first circumnavigation of the globe in the expedition begun under Ferdinand Magellan. The Rising of the Priests took place on September 8th in 1775 when Maltese clergy attempted to rebel against the Order of St. John, who had sovereignty over Malta. Unfortunately for the Maltese priests, they were suppressed by the order within a few hours. Three of the rebels were executed while the others were imprisoned, exiled, or acquitted. The ringleader, a man by the name of Manarino, was imprisoned for life but eventually released and lived to the ripe old age of 81. Queen Victoria signed an order in council to change the name of Van Diemen's Land to what it is known today as Tasmania on this day in 1855. 1883, the Northern Pacific Railway was completed in a ceremony at Gold Creek, Montana. Former President Ulysses S. Grant drove in the final Golden Spike in an event attended by rail and political luminaries. The body of Jack the Ripper's second murder victim, Annie Chapman, was discovered on this day in 1888. And on the same day, same year, in Spain, Isaac Peral's submarine, the first practical submarine ever made, made its very first journey on September 8th. Margaret Gorman, a 16-year-old, won the Atlantic City Pageant's Golden Mermaid Trophy on this day in 1921. Pageant officials later dubbed her the first Miss America. In San Francisco in 1951, 48 nations signed a peace treaty with Japan in formal recognition of the end of the Pacific War. Following the Watergate scandal, U.S. President Gerald Ford pardoned former President Richard Nixon for any crimes Nixon may have committed while in office on September 8th in 1974. I wonder if Mike Pence today is perhaps looking towards that example. 1975, U.S. Air Force Tech Sergeant Leonard Matlevic, a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War, appeared in his Air Force uniform on the cover of Time magazine with the headline, "I am a homosexual," a massive moment in the recognition of gays in the American military. He was given a general discharge, later upgraded to honorable. Good on you, Leonard. And finally, in 2006, motor racing champion Peter Brock, the King of the Mountain, died at only 61 years old after skidding off a downhill left-hand bend 3 kilometres from the finish of the second stage of the Targa West 06 rally, hitting a tree and dying instantly. Got some very famous birthdays for you as well. The late, great Peter Sellers was born on this day in 1925. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, feel the burn today. He is turning 76. I don't think he's getting a card from Hillary Clinton somehow. James Packer, one of the richest men in Australia and son of the late Kerry Packer. He's turning the big 5-0 this morning. Martin Freeman, Bilbo from The Hobbit and Watson on Sherlock, amongst other roles. He's turning 46. And Gatton Matarazzo, one of the kids from Stranger Things, is 15 this morning. And got a whole bunch of great musos this morning, so do bear with me. Legendary country singer Patsy Cline was born on this day in 1932. Benjamin Orr, bassist for The Cars, was born in 1947 on September 8th and died in 2000, only 53 years old. We have been hearing one of their classic tracks playing under us, Just What I Needed. We are going on something different today. American blues guitarist Guitar Shorty is turning 78. Jay Mettler of Kasabian is 46. Pop-punk singer Pink is 38. Rapper Wiz Khalifa is 30. And Swedish DJ Avicii is 28. Some so terrific artists, as I say this morning. But couldn't go past this one this morning. Going out to Nico Case, frontwoman for the New Pornographers. And I know we've played some of her solo stuff onto SER previously. She's 47 today. Very happy birthday, Nico. We're going out on one of hers, Hold On, Hold On, from Fox Confessor, brings the news on this day in history at 2SER 107.3. And it's funny, it's funny.